Rosie locks the doors of the bar and picks up the last glasses remaining on the table. The place is a mess. By herself, it'll take her another hour before she's finished. She chooses a playlist from the jukebox on her way back to the bar and prepares for a late night. Her phone buzzes. She pauses by the pool table, her ass barely high enough from the ground to slide over the rim and sit against it. It's a text from an unidentified number. Rosie's brow furrows as she checks it. "Guess who?" it says. She examines the number, attempting to recognize it, when the door to the toilet slams shut behind her. She jumps and turns around. A man. He's tall, over 6 feet, and young. He looms over her. Why is he so close? Her heart's beating fast. "Oh, we closed up. I can let you out." His hand bursts forwards and grabs her throat. It wraps around her little neck with ease. Rosie's eyes widen and her heart is pounding in her chest against her delicate breasts. She gasps for breath. She looks up at him desperately, clutching at his firm fingers with her tiny hands. He says nothing. His other hand reaches over and strokes the front of her top, over her belly button and up to cup Rosie's tits. She screams silently, uselessly, against his choking grip. Tears are welling up in her eyes. With ease, he lifts her up. She's barely over 5 feet, and turns her around, her limbs struggling against his movement. He bends Rosie over the pool table until her feet can barely touch the ground, and her skirt rides up her ass. Her long brown hair spills over her back and her face. Pinning her down with one arm, he spanks her once, slapping that tight peach so hard she screams into the felt, smothering her face. She's kicking and wriggling now, and he lets her, so he can watch her ass wiggle back and forth desperately before he grips the bottom of her skirt and pulls it slowly upwards over the very top of her thighs and then her soft, wobbling cheeks, revealing the tiny white thong clenched between them. "Fuck, he's going to rape me. Fuck, fuck, please just let me go." She's screaming even more now, but the sound of the jukebox and the soft table muffles her tears. Rosie's slender legs start to kick harder, making the thong dance up and down her ass crack, and the bottom slides out of place to let one of her smooth pussy lips poke out of the material. The stranger slaps her a second time, and she stops. A bright red handmark is imprinted on her ass, and he grabs the top of her thong and pulls it down. His fingers graze her tiny, tight asshole as they move, and then below they slide against her mound. It's warm, wet. With a final yank, he pulls Rosie's panties down her thighs until they rest above her knees, tying her legs together. He leans in close to her ass until he can smell the wetness and watch her pink, throbbing pussy trying to clench itself shut desperately. Using one hand, he grabs her right cheek and pulls the skin tight, exposing her asshole, before leaning down and rubbing his tongue over her crack to rest it in. She's shaking back and forth, trying to speak, but he can barely hear her. Rosie can feel his tongue forcing its way into her asshole, and no matter how hard she clenches it shut, she feels the warm, slimy probe slip even deeper inside her. It's so wet. Her asshole puckers and tightens around his tongue, sucking it further in. She starts to groan. He moves down to her lips, which are swollen now and rosy red, glistening with a sheen of moisture oozing from her crevice, despite her objection. With a great lick, he slides his tongue down the middle of the lips, parting them, and slips over her clit, then repeats the movement. Warm juice is spilling out of her hole as he laps it up with his tongue. It's sweet, like honey. His tongue probes up to where it can enter Rosie's cunt, and he pushes it inside. This time it's easier. She doesn't wriggle or buck her ass up and down like before. Rosie is soaking wet now. She can feel it trickling down her thighs and over her thong as his tongue rubs against the tight walls of her pussy. Each movement sends a wave of involuntary pleasure up her spine, and she doesn't even realize she's groaning. He pushes the head of his cock against her mound, and then she panics. "No, fuck! He's going to rape me and come in me. Oh God, don't come inside me!" Rosie's screaming starts again, louder this time, and even a hard slap on her ass won't silence her. He ignores her, and pushes forward again with his cock, parting her lips around the tip before it's sucked inside her juicy, wet hole. She screams and begs and kicks her legs. He's an inch deep before he realizes how tight she still is. If he goes any deeper, she'll be in pain. He pulls back, but then rams hard against her, forcing his thick member back into her fuckhole, despite her tight, tiny pussy. Rosie screams and tears run down her face into the table, screaming all the time now. It hurts so badly. He rocks his hips back and forth. With each thrust, his cock stabs deeper and deeper into Rosie's pussy. Her screams are piercing now, and he does nothing to stop them. He's hypnotized by the slimy wetness of Rosie's hole, squelching around his manhood. Please! She screams through her tears as she's pounded, and her pretty face shakes with each blow. Please! But it just comes harder. He's fucking her like she's never experienced in her life. Her cries are barely audible over the slap, slap of his balls slamming against her ass. Rosie's cunt is loose now, sucking all of him in with every thrust and wetter than it has ever been. Please, I'll do anything. She can barely finish her sentence as his fucking pushes her face down and deeper into the table, now discolored by the mixture of tears and makeup soaked into it. His cock keeps going like a piston, in and out. And silently, Rosie cries now as she realizes she's going to come and she can't stop herself. Please, God, no. But it's no use. He just won't stop, and the pressure builds up deep inside her. Slap, slap, slap. He knows she's near, she's giving in, and he goes even harder, scooping up her long brunette hair in one hand and pulling it back so hard she's bent backwards, and her ass shifts even closer to his torso, letting his cock smash even deeper into Rosie's pussy. The pain, the tears, the tension in her cunt, the pounding. It's unlike anything she's ever experienced. She's so close now. Her pussy feels like it's going to explode. With one last movement of his free hand, the stranger slaps her ass cheeks again and leaves a burst of agony on her skin. That's when she can't hold it back anymore, and Rosie starts to come, and contractions in her cunt grip his cock so hard he can barely hold back himself. A wave of utter pleasure shatters through her pussy, and she hates herself for it, and tears roll down her cheeks, but she can't stop. She's coming so hard, wave after wave of pleasure convulsing through her. She closes her eyes as her lips clench the thick rod pounding away at her, and Rosie's asshole puckers and releases with each contraction. Her legs and thong are drenched in the wetness gushing out of her, and she whimpers in a delirious state of pleasure and pain. His cock keeps coming, and he watches her fleshy, meaty ass convulse with every move he makes. Finally, he can't contain himself. Rosie can feel the powerful jet of hot cum squirting deep inside of her, and she realizes what's happening, and he's coming inside her, impregnating her, and she's full of panic again and screams. No! She begs. A flood of cum bursts into Rosie's pussy and pushes down inside her, filling her with his seed. After four hard squirts, he grabs his cock and pulls out, flipping Rosie over with a powerful arm and climbs onto the table. On his knees, either side of her torso, he directs his cock at her desperate face and rubs up and down as jets of hot, sticky semen explode out of him and into Rosie's face. Load after load plasters her delicate lips and tearful eyes, finding its way into her mouth and nose despite her struggling. Her screams cut short by the ropes of warm, salty cum shooting into Rosie's open mouth as he empties his balls into her throat, coating her tongue with a layer of white goo. She tries to clench her eyes shut, but he just won't stop coming, smothering her eyes and forehead with wet semen. He rubs his cock with a final intensity and then slows. The last remainder squirt out onto her lips and chin, and he squeezes a final drop against her neck. Rosie's pretty face is plastered in cum. She can barely see, there's so much coated onto her eyes. Her pussy is gaping wide open, forced open and oozing the stream of cum he planted inside her. She feels movement, noises. She wipes the semen out of her eyes, smearing the excess all over the pool table, and sits up. He's gone. An hour later in the bathroom, she's barely clean. The last of the stranger's cum washed down the plug hole and onto the floor of her shower. In her bath towel, Rosie turns to the mirror and examines the handprints all over her ass, the bruises on her pussy, the way it gapes open now. She looks herself in the eyes. Then she picks up her phone and writes a message. Same time next week? Send.